Hi, I'm Kai Werner from the Center for Sustainable Research Data Management at this university, Universität Hamburg. And I'm talking about how we built our research data repository for the whole university based on Zenodo code. Last year's open repository, I held a 24/7 that was titled Evaluating Repository Systems for Research Data Management. Don't forget the look, where I said why we took Zenodo over other repository solutions and motivated it by the user experience that people have using Zenodo, and people like that, and we wanted to have people like our repository too. So we took on the task to build our own repository based on the Zenodo code base. This is actually a screenshot of our repository as it stands now. It's not blue because Zenodo is blue, but because our university's CI is blue also. This makes it even more similar to Zenodo. To get to a Zenodo-like repository, there are two ways to do it. One is to take the Zenodo code base that's readily available on GitHub and cut everything off that you don't need or that doesn't work for you for any reasons. And the other way would be to take Invenio, the basis of Zenodo, and build your own modules on Invenio to have that UI and to have that data model and to have the features that you want from that repository. We took the way of cutting off everything we don't need. But what would have been good about building a repository from scratch or from the basic Invenio code base, it's built upon well-maintained Invenio modules that are they are well maintained. It's easier to keep up with Invenio development because you have that code base that you build upon and you can always update your code base in an easier way. You only create and maintain codes and modules you really need because you don't have to care for the other code. You have a clean slate code base, and it's probably easier to understand what you actually do because you start from scratch. What's wrong with that way of building your repository? For us, the main reason was it's a lot of work because we wanted to have that sleek user interface that Zenodo has. And to build that user interface is a lot of work. You don't have any out-of-the-box user interface if you install an Invenio instance, especially not the deposit UI. And modules that you build for your repository remain in your repository. I mean, some of the components we would use could be grabbed from somewhere, even from the Invenio code base, but you still had to plug everything together yourself. So what's good with our way of doing it? Cutting Zenodo org to size, you have Zenodo's functionality and user experience right away. We use a community-proven product. I mean, it's in heavy use every day, and all rough edges and problems that you encounter when using the product have at least been addressed, if not solved already, in the code. We can always go to GitHub and look whether there's an issue on the problems you have already and whether it has been solved or has been accepted. So like this, there's an issue down there that has this nice triage accepted tag. That means someone's taking care of that and it's going to be solved in the near future. It's still an Invenio repository, so you can mostly use other Invenio code that you need and general Flask modules to improve your repository. For our case, we used some Flask module called Shibboleth Authenticator to plug our Zenodo instance into our identity management system, and we contributed an Invenio S3 module to the Invenio code base to connect our Zenodo to our S3 storage at the university. So what's wrong with cutting Zenodo org to size? As Lars Holm-Nielsen is always saying, Please note that Zenodo is a service and we don't make any guarantees about backward compatibility, etc. And he means it. some things in the Zenodo code base are not for everyone. There are special APIs for Zenodo for OpenAIR, for example. Some code is pretty hardwired to the service and it's not easy to understand how this works. Things can radically change and it's no one's fault, so you can no one blame for it because it's a service and not a code to build your own repository with. And cherry picking changes into your altered code base is not much fun. And how things are done in Zenodo is sometimes hard to grasp for unexperienced in venue of Flask developers. I put that in marks because we are not Flask developers. We are slowly getting there, but it's always good to have someone to help. So we hired someone who was working at Zen before on InVenu, and he helped us a lot. So this made things real easier. So what's the better way to do it? The cut-to-size approach provides you with a working repository much earlier. This is the installation instructions to get Zenodo running on your own system, and that actually works. So you do that and you have a working Zenodo installation and then you start customizing it. The build from scratch approach results in a product that's easier to maintain. Both are doable if you have enough Flask or even better InVenu experience. But what would be an even better way to do it? You saw that already, but that's not the whole Gitter message. He was also saying back in 2008, and if you're interested in an InVenu research data management flavor based on Zenodo, let us know. We are trying to gather a group of interested parties to pool resources and make it happen, and this has actually happened. So there's this new project called InVenu RDM that has its kickoff meeting in 1.5 weeks from now, where some parties that gathered to have a out-of-the-box RDM solution based on InVenu that looks like Zenodo and want that. And this is going to happen over the next year. Lars hopes to present it at the next Open Repositories conference. So the goals are to build an open-source turnkey research data management platform based on Zenodo and InVenu and build a community of research institutions and private companies to grow and sustain the platform. And we are one of these research institutions. We will define our requirements for the InVenu RDM and move our repository to the InVenu RDM code base if it's ready. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kai. Let's have a question from somewhere. Okay.
How many resources were needed to do that?
Like how many? Here at our university?
Yeah, how many people are working on that?
Well, we have two people actually working in our team on that, and we have like two more people at the computing center working together, providing the infrastructure for it because it is some, well, complicated infrastructure behind it. And we have Esteban who is freelancing for us to do the things we don't understand.
And Northwestern as well, right? Northwestern.
No.
Oh, really?
Hmm?
So the Gion is also involved in that development, right? So you have the kind of the party for developing the RDM flavors. Hmm. So.
Yes. And well, I presented that thing why we chose that last year, and the repository is online now since April of this year. So it's running now and we are quite satisfied so far.